When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Is this the business I'm going to start? With 20 hours of focused effort, most people can be pretty decent at something, whether it's guitar, it's singing, even cold calling. If you actually cold call for 20 hours, focused effort, you'd be decent. But most people spend years waiting to do the first hour. And so I like thinking about things in terms of directionally correct rather than will I hit it or not? It's because it's easy psychologically for us to say yes, no, honest, dishonest, etc. But it makes making decisions really hard because you're like, is this the path for me? Whereas like, well, if I started something, I would be more likely to be successful than if I did not start anything. And from there, I will gain experience and perspective to then make the next iteration on the main thing. And most people had a graveyard of failures before they had their actual first success. What amount of action would it be unreasonable for me not to be successful? And so for me, it's like, I believe that if you do 10,000 cold calls, you'll get better. Like it would be unreasonable for you not to be good. Like after that level of effort, if you take half your paycheck every month or a third of your paycheck every month and you say, I'm going to advertising university, which is I'm going to spend money actually advertising, trying to get people to click on this thing and give me their name and phone number. If you go and you spend that amount of money on actually advertising, after a year, after 2 years, you'll probably be pretty good. Especially if you join a community of other people who are doing the same thing, right? You seek out mentors who have done and can give you frameworks that you can just work off so you can shortcut your path to success. It becomes unreasonable that you wouldn't be more successful in the future than you are today. Just embrace the suck. And so it's like, how can I normalize no's? So it's like, if I'm teaching somebody to sell, it's like, dude, I need to get 100 no's. And the thing is all of a sudden, if the no becomes the goal, then they realize that it's about the process and not the outcome. And then they will become better salespeople because they stop being afraid of it. The same thing, like for training a salesperson, I want them to hear the gasp, right? Which is like, you say a price over the phone. Everyone's afraid of saying the price. And it's like, dude, if you didn't get a gasp, you didn't go high enough.
Right.
And they're like, what? I'm like, oh, you failed. Terrible sale. They didn't gasp. They're like, really? And so then it flips it and becomes a point of pride. It's like, oh, I got it. You should hear the gasp on this one. And so all of a sudden they stop being afraid. We normalize, we do like exposure therapy and things that people are most afraid of. And I hope that with all the stuff that we do, that we can do that in a micro way for at least a handful of people. So they just start doing and realize that they're going to gain perspective and the light of their knowledge will give them the next foot. But the thing is they're stuck on the first one trying to pick the first path when they had no idea. They should focus on one thing in general, rather than lots of different things that you're not sure about. Because if you're starting out, everything looks like an opportunity. So the correct answer is all of them are opportunities, but all of them won't work unless you pick one, right? And so you have to say no to all the other mistresses. So boom, you pick one. And then from there, I always say six figures is sell something to someone. That's it. And if you want more detail, sell something to someone. So it's one avatar, one product, one channel. So you don't have to figure out how do I create 20 pieces of content across. It's like, just pick one channel, one media source, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, you know, whatever, Twitter. Consistently start going on that, whether that's cold outbound, whether that's content, whether it's running paid ads, whether it's affiliates, word of mouth, whatever it is. Start reaching out to people there to start selling your stuff. You have to learn how to advertise, which I define as the process of making known. So how do you let other people know about the stuff you sell? And then once people engage with whatever advertisement you have to sell them. So advertising is the first skill, selling them is the second skill. And then product would be the third skill, which is the thing that you're ultimately advertising and selling. So usually once people do it in the beginning, they're sporadic, they're not consistent with it. Just the act of doing the same thing every day usually gets people to 100,000 a month, which sounds crazy to probably people listening, but most people who think that's crazy also haven't done it consistently for an extended period of time. Mm. And so I use something that I call the rule 100, which is 100 primary actions, whether that's 100 minutes of content creation per day, 100 reach outs per day, $100 of ad spend per day. Like you have to pick one of them, but 100 per day, and you do that for 100 days, and I promise you you'll be making six figures. Also, I feel like two parts of the audience that like follow my stuff. I've got the business owners who are trying to scale a business, et cetera, and then I've got all the people who want to start a business, and usually they're a little bit younger and whatnot. And I think there's a misnomer around like education. And so a lot of them, I don't know how explicit I can be, but like they mentally masturbate to watching lots and lots of videos. They, you know, want the pump up speeches. They buy the tickets to the things. Mm-hmm. And I think that they think that exposure to information is learning. And I don't think that's true, or at least it hasn't been for me.
That's definitely not true.
And so when I do the original rule of 100 and whatnot, it's because I think
finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get 1 full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper. Distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
It's the most effective way to learn, which is you force yourself on the one controllable that you have, which is the activities that you can take, and then it goes with the underlying assumption that you go off feedback and you're like, well, that opening message did not work, right? And then I think most people have a dramatic underestimation of how much volume it takes to be successful. You get the skill from the volume, the feedback from the volume. And there's all these like little things. I'm sure it's like from the exercise world because you come from that. Like when you squat, the first time you squat, you're orienting yourself to your environment. You're barely actually squatting. You're just looking like you have a bar on your back. But you learn so much between that first rep and your 10,000th rep of squats. And so I think for most people, it's like, if I can just decrease the action threshold for people to begin and be okay with the fact that they're going to suck, and it is okay to suck. It is, you should expect to suck. And it would be unreasonable for you to be good if you haven't done it before. There's 3 traits that people, then they looked at, because they were trying to find habits of highly successful people. And when they actually pulled apart, it's not and I hope I'm not contradicting anything, but there's people who are really rich who wake up really late and work really late, and there's people really rich who wake up really, really early, and there's people who are really rich who eat really healthy, and there's people really rich who drink Coca-Cola and eat french fries every day. And so there's all these things that we want to make as truths, but there's easy examples that counter those things. So it's like, what are the few things that are true, or at least that seem to be present in all of the situations? And it seems as though there were surprisingly few. And so the three common traits that they had, that they had found were, one, that people have superiority complex. They believe they're better than others, and they believe that they deserve more than everyone else does, and that they can accomplish big goals, right? So they have a bigger vision because they believe they deserve it, or whatever it is, that they were able to identify that. The second thing that they were able to identify is that they had crippling insecurity, and which is a paradox of paradoxes. They feel they'll never be enough, and they'll always be measured against the things that they've achieved. And so you've got this crazy dynamic between they think they're better than everyone, they think they deserve more, they want to go after this big hill, and at the same time, they fear they'll never be good enough, they'll never actually achieve it, and they actually suck. And then the third piece, which kind of adds the beautiful like mix of this, is impulse control. And so they're able to control their actions and focus on a single thing for an extended period of time. And so if you put those three things together, it's like you've got a big goal that's pulling you this way, you've got this big fear that you are running away from, and then you've got impulse control to keep you focused on the one thing that matters. And if you do that, if you are the type of person who has those traits, then you are very likely to be successful. If you can wait a year, you can make a ton of money. Like if you can do something for 12 months, you do not need for financial goodness pretty much for the rest of your life. I'm not saying you're gonna be hella rich, but you're not gonna need for anything if you can wait 12 months. If you can wait a decade, you're going to be above the 1%. If you can wait 10 years for an outcome, be able to do the doing without seeing the result, you will be able to be above any most achievement of most people. And if you can wait a lifetime and you don't even need to see the result of your doing this, even while you are alive, but know that it may get done after you pass, then I believe that you can change the world. And I mean that. And so I think that if people can just extend the time horizon that they're measuring themselves on, they can just do so much more. I mean, you've probably heard the Bill Gates quote where he says, people overestimate what they can do in a year and underestimate what they can do in a decade. I think it's the same thing, just continue to draw it out. And I think as we've been able to, you know, achieve more leverage and make more money, et cetera, my horizon has extended. And when I listen to the people who I want to emulate, I can almost tell by the measurement of money that they talk about and the measurement of time that they discuss how successful they are or how successful I think they're going to be. Like if I talk to a 25-year-old and he's talking about what he wants to do in 2 decades and his whole plan of what he's going to do, as long as he's not just blowing smoke because he's heard an interview from me, then I'm like, this kid's got it. He gets it. He gets it. And most people just don't think they can't wait 90 days. Most people can't even wait a month, right? They start a diet and 14 days later, they don't have a six pack and they can't wait. But like, if you do a year, you can look whatever way you want for the most part, you know, by and large. And if you wait a year for the ability to learn how to sell, you wait a year for the ability to learn how to market, wait a year just providing value to a group of people for free and then delaying your ask, you can do whatever you want.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.